The AfriMat Construction Index for the second quarter ticked up 3.1%, according to Dr. Rulof Botha, who compiles the report. The positive increase reflected improvements seen in the retail sales of hardware. Employment in the construction sector was seen up some 1.8%, with wages up 15.2%, while the value of buildings completed was reported up some 15.8%. Well, to expand further and talk about the challenges and possible solutions and the outlook for the sector, I'm joined on the line by economist Dr. Rulof Botha. Thanks very much, Dr. Botha, for joining us on the show this evening. So the AfriMat Construction Index rose by 3.1% in the second quarter. Funnily, that's by the same margin as economic growth recorded in the second quarter. So where does the index level currently sit from a number perspective, and what factors gave the index a boost?
Well, compared to our base period, it's that type of composite index, which was the first quarter of 2011, it has increased by roughly the same, almost 14% in real terms, and that is actually on the nose the same also as the country's GDP. But it has been a lot more volatile. There were times when it was considerably stronger than the GDP, and then obviously times as recently when it took a bit of a knock. But we were thrilled by the new record for the value of buildings completed in the second quarter. That was absolutely terrific. It's now headed to the 50 billion mark, which is really good stuff.
And in terms of the factors, you talk about buildings completed. Was that the only category that pushed the number up, or were there other categories?
The salaries and wages in construction in the second quarter also increased at double-digit rates, which was quite surprising, because the value added in construction did not increase at all. So we can only assume that there were some fairly significant contracts where the workers were paid bonuses to try to finish it on time, because otherwise our huge penalties that kick in.
Yeah, no, those wages were huge. I mean, up, 15% or something?
Yes, but of course it was also correlated to an increase in construction employment in the second quarter, and that was also very, very welcome. Any job that gets created in this country should be applauded.
Yes, indeed. So, broadly speaking, Doctor, what are some of the challenges the building and construction sectors currently face, be it at a policy level? And we've also been hearing about the construction mafia as well. So broadly, what are the challenges?
Yes, the security issue is a case of huge concern. But to get the industry really up and running again, I believe we've turned the corner. Possibly one would need significantly lower interest rates. The Reserve Bank has been dragging its feet. There is no demand inflation in this economy. I can promise you that. So, and our average real central bank rate, the repurchase rate, is about 250 basis points higher than the average for our trading partners. So there's a message for them in the year end that they really need to lower interest rates a little bit more rapidly. And I'm convinced that the sector would really take off then. And then we need deregulation. I think most of the players in the construction sector were delighted with National Treasury's new growth plan. It is sort of a summary of the National Development Plan, but it's quite pragmatic, and it talks to deregulation as well.
But then when you talk about lower interest of some, 250 basis points too high relative to our emerging, market partners, obviously the argument will be, well, if we cut interest rates too quickly down too far, then we're not going to be able to benefit from a carry trade, which obviously assists us in being able to pay for our current account deficit.
Well, the point is just that if we get the economy growing, then the tax situation improves dramatically. And also that stimulates growth, which means that investors on our equity market can look forward not only to high dividends, but also to some capital gains. And the portfolio investment into South Africa will certainly, as well as the foreign direct investment, will certainly improve, and that will strengthen the balance of payments. Hmm. So the Reserve Bank cannot use that argument. It's a flawed argument.
So you've given the thumbs up to the National Treasury's latest economic plan, assuming it gets implemented soon, because we do know that in South Africa there are lots of plans, but implementation is always a bit of a problem. What about it enthuses you and gives you hope that the construction sector can gain from it?
I've done some surveys in the past couple of years amongst delegates at Gibbs and in various forums where I've presented, asking them what are the major obstacles, short-term obstacles to growth? And virtually, there's little consensus about the fact that our labor legislation is just crazy. It doesn't fit developing emerging market. So what really excited me about National Treasury's plan is talk about maybe a benchmark below which small and medium companies can be exonerated from legislation and perhaps other regulations. We have a very overregulated economy at this stage.
So when you look at the extent of a lack of investment in new infrastructure and even maintenance thereof, what are some of the backlogs that you think need to be attended to as soon as there's a budget for them?
Well, very excited by John Rowell's announcement of a 40 billion rand investment in road maintenance and new road building, which would be a huge boost to construction, and that's already started. Some of those tenders have already been issued, and then there are major some other major projects. The one that was announced in KZN today or last night, I believe, the 1 trillion rand one, which is also has to do with transport logistics.
Yes.
So it does seem as if the future is a lot rosier. You know, last year we had the third highest foreign direct investment in our history. And we have to thank the new leadership at national government level, Mr. Ramaphosa's vision for this.
Yes. Do you think that he's making the right noises? Because every so often, you know, there's a despondency in the economy. And also, you know, we keep on seeing the business confidence index gauges go down and down. You know, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, these confidence indices, some of them are just surveys which are based on respondents' sort of sentiments. And I must tell you that it contradicts your, for instance, a key indicator, capital formation, which increased by 18% in the second quarter of this year. It's absolutely magnificent.
Yes.
And that's money going into a new productive capacity. So I'd rather trust the Stats SA capital formation figures, I must be quite honest.
What about our understanding that in order for serious capital investment to take place, you need the necessary confidence before that happens?
I agree with you, and policy certainty has everything to do with that. So we need a lot more policy certainty. We need the National Treasury plan to be put into specific projects. If they can do this in such a way that they cooperate, that they have the cooperation of the private sector, and I can see signs of that coming through, then we're really home and dry.
And I guess from what you're saying, you do sound very optimistic about the future. Do you expect the AfriMet Construction Index to notch up going forward?
Absolutely. We believe that we may have turned the corner. You can also see that in the volume of building materials produced, which is a very important indicator to AfriMet. And let's hold some. There are so many other green shoots. Retail sales have picked up. We've got an all-time record for mineral sales in the first 6 months of this year. So let's coin it. While the gold price and platinum price and iron ore price are where they are.
That was Dr. Rulof Botha. He's an economist and he's a compiler of the AfriMet Construction Index.